from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. UCLA was the latest site of an encampment of pro-Palestinian protesters. The University of Southern California has canceled its main stage graduation ceremony after more than 90 protesters were arrested today. And there were about a dozen arrests at a demonstration on the University of Maryland campus. Students want the school to divest from Israel in every way.
Just want Maryland, University of Maryland, to just recognize that, like, hey, I do exist. I need their support. I need them. Like, I would love for them to divest. I don't want my money or tuition money to go towards, like, war and killing people.
The Travis County Attorney's Office in Texas ordered the nearly three dozen protesters arrested on the University of Texas campus yesterday to be released. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker will be back on the witness stand when Donald Trump's New York hush money trial resumes tomorrow. ABC's Olivia Rubin was in court.
The jurors also seemed quite interested in the testimony. They are taking notes. There were times when Pecker was talking about a specific instance, and you could see their heads going back and forth from Pecker to their notes to Joshua Steinglass as he's asking the questions.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today for and against the former president's claim of immunity.
Conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett cut to the chase.
You concede that private acts don't get immunity.
We do.
Trump attorney John Sauer acknowledged that some of the federal case against Trump involves his private acts rather than just what he did as president. Liberals focused on the risks of a broad grant of immunity, a president who might sell nuclear secrets for a bribe or order a military coup. But conservatives expressed worry that a broad ruling against Trump could lead to presidents pardoning themselves every 4 years. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Freddie Mac says 30-year mortgage rates climbed to 7.17%, the highest since November. You're listening to ABC News. Police in Paris say there will be special anti-terrorism measures in place for the opening ceremonies of the Summer Olympics on the River Seine. That means anyone who works or lives in a building along the route will be subjected to a background check. The opening ceremony will see athletes paraded through Paris on 94 boats accompanied by security, media, and officials. Also in Paris, a technical problem overnight caused the windmill sails of the famed Moulin Rouge to collapse. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. The bigger the brain doesn't necessarily mean the smarter the person. Just ask researchers.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FTC is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to Ring doorbell customers. It's part of a settlement in which the Amazon-owned company was charged with failing to protect footage from outside access. The federal government plans to bring grizzly bears back to northwest and north central Washington, where they were largely wiped out. They've been plan to release 3 to 7 bears a year for 10 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.